This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on the Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson here with you. Baby Tausch out for the next couple of days. And Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, well, you just never know. He was just in studio with Bill Michaels a little bit early. We'll see if he hops back in here with the Big Show later on this afternoon. Sam Schmitz filling in for Dan Plucker. Producing today's show, Other Side of the Glass. We'll start off talking about the Milwaukee Bucks, and we'll talk with Eric Name coming up at 4:48 like we do every Thursday about the Bucks. But last night, a rare loss for your Milwaukee Bucks as they fall to the Indiana Pacers in a game in which you had no George Hill, who's still recovering from that hamstring injury. So obviously he was out. You were also without Giannis last night, and you were without Kyle Korver, who's a little dinged up, nothing too serious. So with all three of those guys out, we said yesterday on the Big Show, odds are this is the game that Indiana probably should win, but we still expected the Bucks to win one way or the other. And right out of the gate, you realized problems because TJ Warren couldn't miss a shot. That was problem number one. Problem number two was you couldn't hit a three-point shot to save your life, and you were getting open shots, and you just couldn't hit the shots throughout the game, and it was a struggle. But Gary,
what?
Even though it was a struggle, all of a sudden, fourth quarter, you're down four, and you're going, holy cow, they might still win this basketball game, only down four. That, to me, was... I mean, when you're the best team in the league, there's no such thing as moral victories, obviously, at this point. But without those three guys against a pretty good Indiana team that was relatively healthy, to fight all the way back when you very well could have just said, all-star breaks here, who cares if we lose this game, game's over, we're done. They didn't, and they continue to fight to the very end.
Right, and so, I mean, you know, I thought it was going to be tough for them to win that game from the get-go, with just too many people missing. I think you just had too many pieces of puzzle missing. And then that's why it fell. But then you're right. They still had an opportunity to win at the end. They just didn't have enough. I mean, it was a tough hill to climb when you're trying to get back in, and then your bench is short as it is. So, I mean, it's not really a big deal to me that they lost. I mean, I understand why. I mean, I guess it comes on the heels of us yesterday talking about Middleton and Bledsoe, if they could carry this team or not. But listen, they've gone 5-1 now without Giannis. I think that's pretty good.
And see it. Again, since you brought it up.
Yeah, I had to bring it up, Steve, because we talked about it yesterday.
Eric Bledsoe. Dude, come on, man. I mean, this is the type of stuff that's going to drive me bonkers if you get into a situation.
Is that a song?
Where you, I don't know.
Bonkers? Going bonkers?
Going bonkers, yeah. I think that's not it. That was, I don't know what the name of
that song
is.
Leroy loves that song.
A made-up song. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it is going bonkers.
Anyway, go ahead.
The thing is, Eric Bledsoe, dude. There is no Giannis, there is no Korver, and there is no George Hill. You got to go. You take three shots in the first half? Three? That's it? 1 for 3. That's what he was in the first half of the basketball game. That's the type of stuff you just can't have happen. Even if Giannis is on the floor, I can't have you be 1 of 3 and a half of basketball. Well, you've got to be aggressive.
Well, with Giannis on the floor, he could be 1 of 3, but most certainly, Steve, you got to let it fly when Giannis is not there. Well, and then especially, you know, no George Hill, no Courtney. You got to have scoring.
A lot of scoring not there.
You got to have scoring from somewhere. So that, I can get, you know. But last night, he should have been letting that thing fly last night. I don't know why. And he wasn't pouting or anything like that, so I don't know what.
That's him. This is what he does.
What was going on,
because just not engaged.
If that was me, I'd have known, hey man, I might get 25 shots tonight.
But see, now again,
If it were me.
I'm not a coach.
I know when guys are hurt. Like when I played, when my backup, like Kenny Davis, if he wasn't ready to go.
Love Kenny Davis.
Man, I know I'm going to get at least 30 carries.
Played for the Bills.
Love
later.
It. Yeah.
So, good. You've been the coach.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Yeah.
But for me, going into that game, I know I got to have Bledsoe and Middleton.
Yeah.
If early on in the first quarter, I'm not seeing Bledsoe being engaged.
Right.
I'm calling a timeout and going, come here. Listen, you got to get going here.
Right.
One way or the other, let's get Bledsoe going here coming out of this timeout.
Right.
I think that's something that, as I'm Boonholzer on that coaching staff, if he's not going to do it himself, then you have to make a point in front of everybody to make sure everybody understands it's his turn.
Right.
And if you don't do that, he's going to continue not to be engaged.
Well, you had to pull him to the side and just say, and I wouldn't even do it in front, hey, man, we need some scoring from you tonight.
Right, walking back to the bench or whatever in a timeout.
That's it. Hey, hit him on the butt.
Yes.
Hey, man, we need for you to shoot it. Let it go. And that's all need to be said. Now, I don't know if Budenholzer did or did not say that, but to me that was an obvious coaching point that he should have said it.
Maybe they said it at halftime because in the second half he took 8 shots. So maybe at halftime they said it, but that's too late.
That's still not enough. 8 shots?
8 shots in the second half.
That's still not enough for him.
He ended up 4 of 11.
Yeah, still not enough.
So that's an issue.
And what Middleton have?
Middleton 6 of 17, 3 of 7 from three.
Okay.
17 points, 5 boards, 5 assists.
Yeah.
I tell you right now, Marvin Williams, the Ersan Ilyasova, Ersan Ilyasova is going to go say bye-bye to his minutes. That's how this is going to go.
Marvin Williams said that in the beginning.
Yes, Marvin Williams looked good last night again, and I still don't think he really knows where he's supposed to be necessarily all the time. He only played like 20 minutes, right? Is that what it was? Yeah, 20 minutes. He's going to replace Ersan and for numerous reasons. One, he can shoot the ball just as good.
Right.
And defensively, he can guard more guys than Ersan can.
Yeah.
And yes, Ersan, I know if Leroy's listening, he takes the charge. Oh, great. But outside of that, but Marvin Williams is just a better basketball player. And both guys are older guys at this point, so you're not saying it's a youth versus age thing or whatever. But
it's like, some guys are born more talent than others. Then you have that period where guys, they're not as good as they used to be, and that fall from grace is longer and shorter than others.
Now, the other thing that goes into this, and I saw this yesterday. Chuck Freeman had tweeted it out, and I
like Chuck Freeman.
So do I. And I saw other people tweeting it out early on in the game, first half, and this was the tweet. Well, it looks like the Bucks are at the All-Star break already. That type of rhetoric was going out there, and we see it in basketball. I don't see it as much. When the Brewers are going into the All-Star break, that Sunday before the All-Star break, I don't see those type of tweets. You don't have it in football to talk about necessarily. There's a bye week, but you don't have that. But in the NBA, Gary, I see it year in and year out for as long as I've covered the NBA of fans just saying, well, they checked out in the last game before the All-Star break. They already got their plans made of where they're going, during the All-Star week or whatever.
Okay.
You think there's anything to that, that guys mentally can get out in front of that last game before an extended break like this, especially if you're not at All-Star Weekend in Chicago this weekend, like Giannis is and Middleton and Connaughton?
Yeah, I don't see anything in that, but there's some things that the fans make up and the media make up, and then there you go. Now you've got to get a player to say, yeah, it does, but I don't see it. I mean, because I think when you go out there and play, you go out there and play.
Right, and in the NFL, you guys never really had that type of deal to concern yourself with because there was no Pro Bowl in the middle of the season where you had to worry about that. What about last game of the season over?
Yeah.
Did that type of stuff
happen? Well, last game of the season, when I played, Juggles was trying to get their bonuses, so everybody was trying to play.
Because, again, I mean, if you're 4-12, 6-10,
you're not winning,
season's over.
But maybe you need like 10 carries, 5 carries, 2 receptions, 10 yards, 20 yards, 100 yards. A lot of guys are now playing for bonuses, so everybody's running in and out of hood trying to get their bonuses. So, yeah, Jokers are trying 100% get paid.
And when you're at that point, is it a situation where the coaches know, like, what your contract situation is, or do the coaches know?
I think some do. All depends. Major ones. Because they know if a guy needs $1 million or something like that and he needs to get it, they'll try to get it for him.
All right, so
but I don't, but that's just to me, that's media rhetoric, then that's fans' rhetoric. Or they checked out, they're ready to go to wherever. And nobody's trying to go to Chicago right now, how cold it is there.
No, I would agree.
Just
okay, so that was the game last night. Bucks get beat by Indiana, not 40 games over 500 like we were kind of talking about last night. So that's not going to be a thing, at least not till after the All-Star break. Marvin Williams gets his toes in the water, gets a little action in there. That was always a good thing as well. And Malcolm Brogdon, again, playing for that Indiana Pacers basketball team this time, unlike last time, ends up with 17 points, 13 assists, 5 boards, did have 4 turnovers at 6 of 13 shooting. Looking at this Pacers team, and they were healthy, right? So you got Sabonis, TJ Warren, Miles Turner, Brogdon, and Oladipo, with Holiday coming off the bench, with McDermott coming off the bench, and Jeremy Lamb and those guys. If you're at full strength, Gary, is this a team you worry about seeing in the playoffs?
No. No, I don't fear any team right now in the East. I think when you look at the East right now, it's the Bucks team. It's the Bucks to lose. I think they're they're the front runner. There's nobody that's really out there. I think Toronto probably can give them something because they're going to have something to say about last year, but they're not as good as they were with Kawhi. We all know that. Indiana, I mean, they may make some noise to get Oladipo back, and he's still trying to play his way into it. But, I mean, they were pretty good last year as well, Indiana was. So, but, no, it's the Bucks are the clear-cut favorite in the East, man.
Yeah, it does appear that way. I think the Raptors are still concerning to me looking at this. Boston, I still don't necessarily think that they've got the size.
Something's wrong there.
The size, too. Necessarily. Philadelphia is a complete disaster. Yeah. Now who knows? If the chemistry comes along and they figure it out, great. But, I mean, when Al Horford is coming off your bench trying to figure out how to get this starting five to work, you spend all that money on Al Horford to have him come off the bench and play that many minutes. I'm not sure how long that is going to last either. But I agree with you. I don't think Indiana is viable when the Bucks are at full strength. Now, if the Bucks are down 2-3 guys, yeah, then it's going to be an issue. But even with that, if T.J. Warren doesn't have that great a night last night, Bucks win that game.
No, they do.
Play out of his mind.
Right, and that goes and that coincides with everything else that's going on in the Milwaukee Bucks. So it's a product that they put on the floor that is really good, Stevie.
Right, and they're super deep.
And they're super deep, and you got to pay for that. You got to pay for that product that's super deep.
Yep, no question about it. Hey, Valentine's Day is coming up tomorrow. And if you're thinking about flowers for that special person in your life, no need to panic. Make the quick call to Lockers Florist, my guys. Mm. Not some out-of-town online marketer where you don't know what you're ordering. Told you the story before. I did that once before and ended up with dead roses. No. Lockers is a Milwaukee original since 1911, creating joy in people's hearts with beautiful floral arrangements. Visit LockersFlorist.com right now to choose and find the right Valentine's arrangement to light her eyes up. From the Modern Love assortment, their Love You Forever option with chocolate-covered strawberries and a plush teddy bear. Lucky in love, or let the Lockers floral experts customize an arrangement that says, I love you now and always. Visit LockersFlorist.com for details or call them today at 276-7673 to ensure timely delivery or pickup, or you can have it delivered to her office. Imagine the envy of her coworkers who want to know where those beautiful dozen roses came from. Lockers Florist, of course. Call them right now. It's tomorrow, guys. 276-7673. 276-7673. Or visit them at LockersFlorist.com. Have the Bucks kissed goodbye to all their loyal fans for next season? We'll discuss next.
This is the Wendy's Big Show. At Wendy's, every bacon cheeseburger is made fresh, like the Big Bacon Classic, made with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef, and topped with Wendy's freshly cooked, hot, and crispy bacon. Try one today. We got you. Approximate weight before cooking. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on the Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back with us. Talk about that Bucks loss last night to the Indiana Pacers. And during that game, while that game was going on, you know, I'm on Twitter following along and seeing what's going on in the Twitter world and what people are saying. And I was tweeting a little bit myself. Back and forth with people. I thought they had a chance maybe to win that thing there in the second half. But as I'm scrolling through our Twitter mentions, I see a tweet from a guy named Dennis who tweeted at the Fan and at the Bucks, and he says, my Bucks season tickets increased 35% for 2020 to the 2021 season. Crazy, with a couple exclamation points. I'll no longer be a season ticket holder. That's Dennis tweeting at the Bucks and at the Fan last night. Now I listened to Chuck and Winkler this morning, and I'm not a big Reddit guy. I've never even really been to the website all that much.
What is that?
Just another one of those like social media websites.
What does it do?
It has.
I'm not
like,
familiar with it at all.
It's comment. I don't know. The best way to put it is like, you know, they have like blogs and comments and stuff like that type deal.
What's it called? Reddit?
Reddit. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know much about it. I really didn't go there. Anyways, so Bart Winkler was talking about people were on there
Reddit
complaining about their Bucs season ticket packages that they got in the mail.
Yeah.
So that was this morning I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Then another tweet comes out earlier today, this one from Lamont. Now, Lamont has co-hosted a post-game show with me over the course of time after Bucs games one or two times.
Mm-hmm.
He's come in, huge diehard Bucs fan, calls into the shows all the time here on The Fan,
mm-hmm.
pretty much since the very beginning. He did not tweet this at The Fan. He just put this tweet out, and I happened to see it.
Okay.
He did tweet it at the Bucs, though. I've been a Bucs season ticket holder since 1994. Minus 4 years. I absolutely love this team and the franchise as I've been through so much with them, and it is awesome to finally be at the mountaintop. However, with season ticket price increases, they've priced me out.
Hmm.
SMH, shaking my head, as we all know what that means. That is Lamont. So I saw that and I was like, okay. So then I got on the phone and I made a call to one of our buddies, Ian, who's been a listener to the show for a long time.
Yeah.
He's got two sets of season tickets. So he's got season tickets in the lower bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And he got those already. He did not get the envelope for his uppers yet. So he doesn't know about the uppers, he said.
Mm-hmm.
The lowers only went up $84 total for the entire year, which is nothing. So he's like, I'm good. We'll do that again. Uppers he doesn't know about. But he said he was talking to a friend of his whose ticket prices went through the roof as well. So between me and Ian, we've kind of figured out that possibly this may be an upper level deal where they are raising the ticket prices considerably. Is that upper deck level more so than maybe the lower bowl level? So the question on the table is this: with the Bucs apparently raising ticket prices for next year, are increased ticket prices worth it to go see them play? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. You've always wanted a superstar on your team. You've always wanted an MVP on your team. You've always wanted a chance to compete, to actually win a championship in this city. And now here we are. But now we have to deal with the fact of the situation is, they can charge as much as they want because they feel as an organization, obviously, they'll get whatever they put out there because of simply supply and demand. Before, there was no demand for tickets. You could give them away for free and people wouldn't take them and they wouldn't go see a game at the Bradley Center. Now you've got this, so the Bucs are going to take advantage, obviously, of that situation. Hard for me to sit here and tell you that they're making a mistake because obviously they feel like they're going to get the money they're charging. Now, the money they're charging may not come from you, average Joe,
mm-hmm.
may come from corporations,
mm-hmm.
but they're going to get their money one way or the other.
Right.
So corporate America may be a lot in the lower bowl, and corporate America may now be in the upper bowl too, depending on how many people they price out of the upper bowl.
So what's the question again?
Bucs are raising their ticket prices. Are increased ticket prices worth it to you as a fan? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, here's my thought on it. I think at some point, I mean, you look at how vibrant downtown is. Well, you just got to start from the beginning. You got a new arena. Everything is growing up. Everything costs money. There's inflation. I mean, there's cost of things. And you finally have a product where the Bucks feel like they can make some money with Giannis. And so I think you've got to pay the piper on that. I mean, that's just the way it goes. They figure that they can make some money. They want to capitalize on it. I think that's America, isn't it? Is that the way it goes?
Well, the funny thing is, I remember when they got this arena pass and they were going to build the new arena, right?
Right.
We had Peter Fagan on, and I had a list of things I wanted done. One of them was I wanted theater light seating. He said, absolutely not. It's not happening. We're not doing that. So I got shut down. I said, the only other thing I really care about is I don't want to pay $20 to park
mm-hmm.
in the parking garage or whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, he said, well, you know, those are city-owned, blah, 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 blah. We'll see what we can do. Now you're paying $30, $35 to park. It actually mm-hmm. went the wrong way. It actually went up more than it went down.
Right.
And just a couple of years ago, LeBron's in Cleveland, and they come out with, you know, how much average food cost is at a stadium,
mm-hmm.
average parking, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland was the cheapest parking in the NBA at $5 to park to go see a Cavaliers game
with the parking garage or whatever owned by the Cavaliers downtown, which is insane to me. And, and then you look at some of these other ticket prices, obviously are through the roof. I mean, you've been down in Dallas for the Cowboys. Their parking prices are stupid crazy as well. If you're going to the Super Bowl, parking prices are really expensive. So it's not only increasing ticket prices, but you also have to remember you're also going to have to pay for parking. So that's another $30 or $35.
Sure. Steve, it's expensive.
And all that other stuff.
And I get it.
It's just not a cheap date.
Well, it's expensive to go to any sporting event right now anywhere. It just is. I mean, even if you go to the Super Bowl don't even look like people like me and you.
No, it's corporate. That's been corporate for a while.
Yeah, it's straight corporate.
Or people taking out second mortgages on their house.
Yeah, and you know, if you're like a Kansas City Chief fan that haven't been in 50 years, you got though people like me and you ponying up to go pay for that because they don't know if they're going to get back there again. And so you talking about ticket prices with the Milwaukee Bucks, yeah, I mean, stuff is going to go up. It's going to price some people out, but there are going to be some people that are still going to buy and pay for the tickets. Like, is it worth it? Yeah, it's worth it to me. Now, I don't have a season ticket holder. I don't have like a 20-pack or a 10-pack or anything like that. I go every once in a while. Yes, I have to pay for my tickets. But I think you have to pay for the product. And that product is Giannis, Middleton, Bledsoe, and the new arena. And if you're going to have, that's going to cost you something. The Bucks finally got it, and supply and demand.
I don't know if
it priced people out. I don't know if people are upset about it. I'm sure we'll hear about it in a little bit. Yeah. But I don't know any other way around it to keep the prices the same. Yeah, it's not a cheap date. It is expensive.
So, we're going to get to the calls. We got a bunch of people on hold. If you want to jump aboard, you can too. 414-799-1250 or tweet us at 105.7FM. The Fan Facebook page, always available for you too. For years, you've always talked about back when, you know, you were a player for the Packers back in the 80s.
Right.
And Jerry Ice Reynolds and you would hang out. And Scotty Skiles. He was with the Bucks, all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And you always said there was a certain atmosphere about the Mecca, which is now Milwaukee Panther Arena, for Bucks games. For those that don't remember what the atmosphere was like or aren't old enough, what was that atmosphere like when you would go to a Bucks game?
Well, it was who's who. People was dressed to the nines. It was almost like going out to a club. I mean, everybody in the know was there at those games. And back then, that was under Don Nelson, so they were winning. I mean,
they were winning divisions left and right.
Basketball games, so it was sold out all the time. It was a popular place to be.
Are we getting to that point?
Yeah, we are.
Been
to Bucks games where it is the place to be. It is trending that way again. I mean, now my buddy DJ has tickets. And he's had tickets for a long time, since day one, and he's still in it. And yeah, they're going to price some people out. I hate to see that, but that's what happens when you get a superstar player and you get a new arena and they're going to raise prices. I hate that it's that way. And it's normally the common folk that have been there from day one when you didn't have anything, and now you raise the prices on him. I don't know any other way around it.
Here you go. Patty D tweets at the Fan. Listen to this. I've had season tickets for 18 years. My tickets this year were $2,036. Next year, the ticket number will be $3,732. Upper level, second row, almost a 100% increase in price.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
Yep.
I mean, everybody raises ticket prices from year to year.
Mm-hmm.
These are some gigantic hikes we're seeing coming in on Twitter.
The only season tickets I have is Badger football season tickets, and you have a seat licensing fee that you're gonna pay with that up front.
Just like Lambeau, Lambeau seat licensing fee as well.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan on the east side, you'll start things off here on the Wendy's Big Show.
How are you guys doing today?
All right, buddy.
Pretty good. I'm doing well here. I'm a longtime listener, a first time caller.
I just wanted to
share that I've been a season ticket holder since the Forum opened 2 years ago. And we are lower-level season ticket holders, and we've seen a nearly 42% price increase from this year to next year. So,
oh, man.
We are one of those groups of people that are, you know, on the precipice of deciding whether or not we're going to renew or we're just going to leave it at this year and move forward from there. But to Gary's point, you know, I have to admire the fact that the Bucks believe they can keep raising prices this high on the organization. It's ballsy. Mm-hmm. And for every one guy like me that might turn around and not renew for next year, I think there are another two at the door that are going to come right up and take those seats and happily pay those prices based on the product that we see on the floor. So
right, Ryan, and that question today is it worth it, though? I mean, is it worth it to go pay see a once-in-a-lifetime player that we've never really had here in Milwaukee? Is it worth to go see a team that's probably going to set a record and win more games in the NBA than they ever have? Is it worth paying that product to go see that? Because that's what they're banking on.
Yeah, no, you're right, Gary. I mean, I'm a unique perspective because I'm a former college and professional athlete myself playing basketball, so I hold the sport nearer to my heart than probably most. I'll say this. We pay north of $10,000, and if we renew next year, it'll be closer to $15,000.
Oh, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. No, I'm not doing that, cuz. I can't do that, right.
With that said, it is, if you go into the Forum like we did last year in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Raptors, and you feel the energy and the vibrations coming from that crowd and in that building, you know, the purist in me says, sign me up again. I'll pay you the $15,000 for the tickets next year just on that one experience alone. That's kind of where I'm at, but at the same time, they're getting really close to pricing us out as well.
All right, Ryan, thanks for the call.
That's the thing. If you experience,
that's a lot of money.
Well, that's a lot of dough. But that's what they're banking on. And now you're going to get a chance. Just to say this is what happens. They get to the championship game that round.
NBA Finals?
The Finals. You're going to have LeBron. Just say it's LeBron.
Yeah, imagine how much those tickets are going to cost.
What?
Right,
but we've never seen that, Steve. That's what I was saying to you about the Kansas City Chiefs. Those fans, they came in droves, and they drove up prices on that secondary market like never before. Listen, they were ordering more Chiefs stuff. I was at the mall when they were doing this. I was hearing people over talking. They were trying to figure out how to order more Chiefs stuff to get it in there because they were flying off the racks. 50 years that they hadn't been to a Super Bowl. And people were paying the money. Because they don't never... It's almost like the Bucks. When the last time Bucks been there?
71 for the championship.
How long is that?
Long time.
Is that more than 50 years?
It's close.
Somebody do the math on it. I'm not good at that. So will you pay the piper for that once in a life? Maybe you do it this year. Maybe it's not next year. So
next year is 50.
Maybe you're right.
Next year
is you'll hopefully they have Giannis back next year. So you probably have the same game back next year. Then do you try to recapture it again? And he's right about that when he says, "Yeah, I came in there. We looked. We felt. I mean that, and that is you feel pride for your team when they're winning like that, and especially you've been with them so long, if you've never really experienced it.
Yeah,
how do you give up on that?
Absolutely crazy, no question about it. Bucks raising their ticket prices for next year. Want to hear your stories? If you got season tickets, if you're getting increases. Even if you don't have tickets yourself, you're hearing the increases. We've had him lead off with callers. We've read you tweets of people and what their increases are. Do you think these increased ticket prices are worth it? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up, guys, and we got a lot of great things going on Valentine's Day. How about the Pfister Hotel's interactive wine and chocolate experience, guys? It's Saturday, February 15th at 2 to 3:30 p.m. and at 8 to 9:30 p.m. 424 East Wisconsin Avenue. Cost is $45 per person. Come to the Pfister Hotel. Join the Pfister sommelier Eric Mulberry, Pfister chocolatier Travis Martinez for an interactive wine and chocolate experience. There will be two time slots available, which I just talked about. Saturday from 2 to 3:30 and from 8 to 9:30. Folks, indulge yourself in sweet delights and a romantic evening. The Pfister is also offering romantic retreat room packages for Valentine's Day weekend that include complimentary champagne, chocolate truffles, and complimentary valet parking. See, what do you do with chocolate truffles?
Eat them.
Okay.
Yeah, eat them. Truffles are good.
There it is. Valentine's weekend's coming up. Also, the Mason Street Grill, guys, Valentine's Day has a surf and turf. And that also is going to be Friday, February 14th, and Saturday, February 15th, guys. Of course, the location, 425 East Mason Street. Listen, call it the a la carte, specialty lobster tails available for a limited time only, guys. Check them out right now, Mason Street Grill and the Pfister Hotel.
People want to talk about these race ticket prices. Jump aboard yourself, 414-799-1250. Also got some information coming in on an example of what postseason ticket prices look like for season ticket holders. We'll tell you what those numbers look like straight ahead here on the Wendy's Big Show.
1971, the last time the Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA championship. Will this season be the next? We're talking Bucks basketball on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM. The Fan, a radio.com sports station.
Hi, it's Bjorn, floral designer at your Mech 1 Sendix. Just a reminder, Valentine's Day is Friday, and we have everything you need at Sendix to surprise your sweetheart. All of our bouquets and arrangements are just a click away at sendixhome.com, and we deliver. Or stop into your neighborhood Sendix for a custom arrangement that they'll love. You can even take credit for it. Shop our specialty gifts, chocolates, champagne, and more. Sendix Food Markets, your one-stop shop for Valentine's Day.
Okay, it's almost opening time. Gotta email photos of this season's line.
As a business owner, you've got a million things to think about.
I can't forget about that video conference later.
Dealing with second-rate cable internet shouldn't be one of them.
But I did switch to AT&T Internet for Business, so I've got this.
AT&T Internet for Business gives you 99.9% reliability, so you can focus on running your business.
Really need to update the website and figure out whatever that was.
And even if the power suddenly goes out, or if a construction worker accidentally cuts your cable line, your internet stays connected on our wireless network with AT&T Internet Backup.
All right, it's go time.
Choose fast, highly reliable AT&T Internet for Business and get a $100 AT&T Visa reward card. Go to att.com/businessinternet or call 855-433-5700, 855-433-5700, or visit an AT&T store today.
The AT&T Visa reward card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and can be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted in the United States, U.S. Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. No cash access. The Bancorp Bank, member FDIC.
Milwaukee.
Country going up for the shot. Country shot is good. The game is over.
Catch the Hall of Famer, Sidney Moncrief, during the postgame shows as he talks Bucks basketball with Baby Tausch.
When Moncrief wasn't suffocating the opposition, he was also scoring with frightening efficiency.
At AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan, a radio.com sports station. Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North.
Second differential between the game and shot. Three on the way. Middleton, yes!
That one.
Yes, 82-71. Jeremy Lamb. And the Bucks have mounted a third quarter. They were down 23. 16-5 is the closing run by Milwaukee.
Great play there by Middleton to close out the third quarter. Cut it to within 11. Bucks got to within 4 there in the fourth quarter against the Pacers last night, but weren't able to finish as they lose to the Pacers last night. And throughout the course of that game on social media, people started tweeting about increased ticket prices that they were receiving in the mail for next year. Are increased ticket prices worth it to you? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Let's go back to the phones. And Eric and Grafton, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, guys. I guess it's really just one of those things that the market's going to decide.
Mm-hmm.
If they've gone too steep with their increases, they're going to have a hard time filling the stadium next year, and they'll know they have to dial it back. The flip side is there is only so many sports dollars in a city the size of Milwaukee.
Right, but when you look at the Bucks over the course of time, how much of the high-end dollars from those higher-end income people in this city were actually going to Bucks games to begin with, and how many of those people now want to go to Bucks games that could care less before?
That's what we're going to find out.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Right. No, it's true. That's what they're going to find out. Is there enough of those people willing to spend that money to see that product in this community to support that? In which case, well, then that's good for the organization. They'll be able to bring in that much more money. But if they've overshot, they could end up hurting themselves.
How could they overshoot it? I mean, what would be a way that they could overshoot
Meaning
it?
Meaning they don't sell out.
Yeah. They don't have enough people willing to spend the money to go to those games.
Well, see, I wouldn't say that. The only
so if you're watching games next year and there's a lot of empty tickets or a lot of empty seats in the stadium, then they push too far.
I think people.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the phone call. I think people will go pay to go see an ascending player play. I think people will go see the best player in the NBA.
Back-to-back
play.
MVP.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to win MVP this year.
Yes, people will go pay to see that because you've never seen it. If you have, it was a way older crowd because now you're talking, Kareem and an Oscar so we've never seen this before, and that's why people will pay. Now here's how they oversell it. I hate saying this, but if it doesn't work out, the plan, these guys don't win.
Giannis leaves,
and then you got to back it up.
I would think so, but I don't think many teams ever back it up. Like
I know.
That.
Then you have to be creative and start doing more deals or something like that. I mean, they'll get creative because they still want butts and seats. But yeah, if Giannis leave, you got nothing to stand on because that's what you're selling.
Chris Middleton's not bringing it by himself.
No, you're putting Giannis up everywhere downtown, everywhere you can. Yep. Put him up in Brookfield. Put him up in Mequon. Put him up in Port Washington. Just throw him up all the way down. Do you know they got those those things on side highways.
Billboards,
Steve, of Aaron Rodgers. I think they start in Appleton. They take you all the way to Green Bay.
But see, and if you're the Bucks, and I don't know if this is
that's
true
or not. That's got to be done with Giannis.
I don't make the drive nearly enough, but they should have billboards up for the Bucks all the way down at Gurnee.
Yes.
Because people are going to make that drive to go watch Giannis.
Yes. They're not even really capitalizing on Giannis yet.
I don't know if they're really capitalizing on Northern Illinois. The Brewers are all over Northern Illinois.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Bucks are at that
they're
point.
They're not.
Yet. All right. So we were talking in the last segment about playoff tickets and what that may look like. So here's an example, Gary, that I got. So this is lower bowl, right? First round, $73 per seat. All right. Second round, Gary, of the playoffs this year, $102 per seat. Eastern Conference Finals, Gary, $143 per seat. So pretty much double from what the first round is if they just make the Eastern Conference Finals. All right? If they make the NBA Finals, that $73 seat in the first round becomes $243 a seat if they make the NBA Finals. Mm. Triple, over triple the amount of money from what you're going to pay for a first round game to an NBA Finals game.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that you have to think about...
Mm-hmm.
is what's brought up here from Cream City Sports, who tweets at 105.7 FM, The Fan. For the season ticket holders who go to all the games, it's not a win. The secondary market shows there's room to increase, and the Bucks are trying to pull as much profit in lieu of having the secondary market get it.
Okay.
That's the other thing. Yes. So you spend all this money, and then you hope you can get rid of those things at StubHub or whatever else
and make some
to
money.
Get your money back to pay for some of this. And you just hope that... it's worth it at the end of the day. Anthony and Muskego, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Yeah, here's the reality. I'm a season ticket holder. I got hit with a 71% increase coming for next year. And I just think, is Giannis worth the price of admission? Sure. Well, it's also easy to say that if you're going to go to a handful of games. It's easy to spend a couple hundred bucks a handful of nights a
year.
It's another thing when you're paying for 41 nights at, two or four tickets, and we're talking – that's a couple hundred bucks times 40, mean? Plus parking, $13 beers, food, the whole nine. All of a sudden, and then you add on those playoff strips like you were just talking about, and having season tickets is becoming crazy expensive. As far as the secondary market goes, to be honest with you, there's probably about, out of the 41 home games, there's probably 15, I would say, that you could get more than what you paid for. And that's weekend, Friday night, Saturday night games, and then the marquee games when the L.A. teams come to town or it's the Sixers or Boston. Other than that, when you got the Timberwolves on a Wednesday or the Pistons on a Monday,
to
sell your tickets is a losing proposition as is. Now they jack those prices up. If you don't go to the games, you're giving away your shirt is what you're doing.
Oh my.
So the Bucks are putting you in a situation now, to me, that it's really tough because it makes me double think about is it worth it to me? Now, the reason for me even concerned at this point, I would just like to tell them to get bent. But but the problem is they lived the same forever since they sucked.
Right.
And now at this point, now, yeah, I want the opportunity to buy those final tickets, and it kind of puts you in a rock and a hard place. But the hard pill to swallow, though, is when you realize that, you know, the ownership, since they bought the team, the valuation of the team has gone up $1 billion, right?
Mm-hmm.
This past summer, they had an opportunity to go into the tax realistically for the first time, and they opted not to in the trade Brogdon. Whether that was right or wrong, we'll see. The team's doing just fine. That's a debate for another day, but I don't think there's really a question that that was a cost-saving move. That was to prevent being a tax repeater in coming years. Well, that's one thing. Well, then, okay, new arena. That's good. I'm glad they did that. But the public paid for half of that arena, too. So, to me, I just don't. To me, the owners are pad in their pockets here, and I think they might be misplaying their hand, because they better hope to God that Giannis re-signs, because, like I told my ticket rep, and I gave him an earful about this yesterday, it's going to go back to being just like the Bradley Center if Giannis leaves.
Well, yeah, of course.
And Anthony,
of course. A year.
Yeah, right, Anthony, thanks for the call. God, just a little PSA. The ticket reps don't set the ticket prices. Dude, like, I feel bad for those people.
Well, they're just doing their job.
Right, but they got to listen to the angry fan on the other side of the phone.
They're their first line of defense.
Right, so they got to deal with all that crap. Yeah. I get it. Like, I'd be mad, too, but yelling at them isn't going to change anything. You could yell at them all you want. They're not going to be able to do anything really about it at the end of the day. That's just absolutely crazy. Doug tweets at the fan, "My prices are legit doubled in 2 seasons. Upper deck. If the Bucks make the finals, my face value is $209 per seat." That's for the upper deck.
Mm-hmm.
6 times my regular season price. "We'll have to sell at least a game in the finals. It's really expensive. We are in for next season. Another major increase puts it in doubt." That's Doug tweeting at the fan. Bobby tweets at the fan, "I'll go to 1 to 3 games a year. One with my wife, one with my bro, and one with my buddies most years. Fine by me, and I enjoy watching on TV. I do feel for the loyal, longtime season ticket holders, though. They should get a little more respect and discount pricing." That's Bobby tweeting at the fan. I tend to agree. Like, if you've been a part of this thing for 15 years in this organization, you should be treated, I would think, a little bit differently.
No one does it. No one does it, Steve. I've had Badger season tickets now since Don Morton was the head coach.
Long time. And that's Bad been years a long too, time. Don Morton.
Yeah, so I think I've had season tickets since 1984, 85. And nobody gets a break. They don't care how long you've been there.
And I've said this in the past, too, with these season ticket packages. I don't understand. Well, I mean, I do understand, because it's all about the almighty dollar. Mm-hmm. I get it. But some of this would be not as bad, maybe, if you were given a parking pass in that garage and you didn't have to pay for parking every game.
Right.
Then everybody would be like, okay.
A little, throw your ball that way a little.
So I get it. Okay, you raise my ticket prices, but I don't got to pay $30, $35 and I can just walk across and I have to go outside. Right. I'm in.
Right.
But that's not happening for all these people, especially not the ones in the upper deck.
Right.
Unbelievable. This cold weather outside and this wind, us outside shoveling this morning, it goes right through you. And now it's supposed to be in the negative degrees at some point tonight, tomorrow morning. And if your windows aren't good, Gary, you are going to be cold.
Right. And I got an idea for you guys. Go to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They can help you out, guys. Come to Neri Home Show or the year-round home show at the Brookfield Pella Experience Center. Guys, listen up. If you haven't already heard, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin have extended last month's financing offers for the whole month of February. Choose 10-year 2.99 APR or 10-month 0 APR to approve credit. Guys, if you can't make the show, if you can't make the Neri home show, you will get the same deal by just stopping at the Brookfield Pella Experience Center, setting your appointment, and ordering by the end of this month. Guys, go check them out right now. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin in Brookfield off of Blue Mountain Road.
A very scathing tweet about the owners of this NBA team. You'll want to stick around to hear that. And to be honest with you, I agree with it. Stay tuned. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, talking about these Bucks ticket prices that are being raised. They're mailing out season ticket packages, and quite a few people not happy with the huge increases that they're seeing for next season. I want to get your thoughts on that. Are these increased ticket prices worth it to you? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. Let's go to Bob on the north side. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing today?
Good, Bob.
I got a question about this. Could this actually have a different effect? Could this make more people stay home and start watching the Bucks with increased the viewer shares, when then they could really get some television revenue that was really the main money that a lot of these big market NBA teams capitalize off of?
In the grand scheme of things, Bob, 17,000 people aren't going to do much for TV ratings because they're at a basketball game.
No. Yeah, but I'm saying if more people decide to say, well, hey, I'm not even going to try to go to the game. The Bucks are popular now. They're winning, and it's more advantageous for me to just change the channel to watch the Bucks or to pay for Spectrum or whatever. AT&T, you know, I know those are your guys, AT&T. Pay for that and just watch the game at home, but the viewer ratings for the games, wouldn't that then make the Bucks more viable for advertisement?
The problem, the ratings, I'm sure, are way up. I haven't seen the ratings lately. Thanks for the call, Bob. I'm sure the ratings are way up. I mean, back in the day when they were bad, they would have 0.0 ratings for games. 0.0 on TV. That is really depressing. Back when they were winning 15 games, that's how bad their ratings were. Now I'm sure they're through the roof on Fox Sports Wisconsin without having seen them. But the problem really is there's no competition. There's nowhere for them to go to get a bigger TV deal. It is only Fox Sports Wisconsin, unless 18 and 24, which is where all my faith is, unless they step up and pony up and are willing to pay out to get them from Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Right.
58, 12, 4, 6, they're not going after those guys.
No, they're not at all.
It's not happening.
Nope, not
so
at all.
They only have that one deal. The other option is what the Cubs are doing with that marquee network down in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Start your own TV network. Mm-hmm. When Mark Lazary got here, I pitched him right away of, hey, you and the owner of the Brewers should get together, start your own TV network, and clean up, and you guys own your own TV network. I had heard that there may have been discussions about said thing a while back, years ago. I don't know why it never went, but I heard that there were some discussions broaching that possible topic as far as startup costs, what it would take, how much you'd have to sell, all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. But now with Giannis at this level, I don't know. I don't know if it's something that will happen in the future or not. Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler has leapt into the Gene Wagner studios here on the Fan, Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. Leroy, your thoughts on these big increases we're seeing?
Y'all kill me, man.
Uh-oh.
Y'all kill me. Disney gonna go up. Steve gonna be there.
Right.
And Steve hasn't been there in 2 years.
You gotta pay.
Steve's not going this year.
Hey, man.
Steve's not always gonna be there.
Hey, man, I ain't asking for you to jump down my throat.
I'm just telling you.
If it's for something you want, you make it work. If not, don't go.
That's what'll happen.
Mm-hmm. And that's fine. And I bet you, somebody else will get those seats.
Corporate.
Sure.
Yeah.
It don't matter. Seat's a seat.
From a Buck standpoint, it doesn't matter who buys them. You're right.
I want these folks to make money. You know why, Steve? They gone.
Who's
gone? Gonna see the owners, they gone, man.
Oh, you think they're going to sell the team?
No. I'm saying I want them to make money. I want them to be successful.
Well, good. Glad you do.
Yeah. Because if not, it'll be tumbleweeds going down. It'll be like nobody now. I mean, come on, man. Or just get with your buddy. Let's split this to support
our team. Split your $15,000.
Yeah.
No chance.
Hey, man, listen. I tell my kids, y'all can't go to everything. You can't go to everything. You go based on your means.
Correct. Some go based not even on their means. They just figure out a different way of doing it and pay for it later.
I also teach all my kids, don't always look for a deal sometimes for something that's good that you enjoy. Don't look for a shortcut. If they want to go up, let them go up. If you don't like it, watch it on TV for free like me. It's just as good. But see, people want best of both worlds. All the billionaires are lining their pockets. Steve, these people already got money.
Well, they got money because they're trying to make money.
Right. We should do the same. So if they want to go up 30%, 20%, hey, man, listen, that don't fit good with me, I'm out. And I'll watch it for free. I'll still be a Bucks fan, by the way. That'll never change. I'm never going to, like, rip my jersey off.
Nobody's saying
it on
that.
Fire. You only.
Nobody's saying
the show,
that.
The show just started.
People are. People, I think what it is.
Show just started.
Is you've got Bucks fans that have been through the Bradley Center all these years and everything else.
That's old way of thinking, though, Steve.
No,
that's
Leroy.
Long
but
time
wait,
ago,
I, and I understand.
You can't expect for the same price to be back there with the Bradley Center.
I didn't say that. What I'm saying is when you've had season tickets to watch your favorite team, say the Packers, right? So, you've been a season ticket holder for the Packers for 20 years, right? Yeah. Gone to Lambeau Field, whatever else.
Yeah.
They raise the ticket prices 40% next year.
Yep.
And I'm
now,
there.
And now you can no longer afford to go to Packer games, and your run of going to see games at Lambeau Field is over.
That can happen.
Watch you're going to be hurt. You're going to be a little heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
That
no.
You can't afford to go anymore.
No,
that's going. Yes, you will.
You'll save money, and you can watch it for free. That's a positive.
Okay, that's good for you
right?
to say that way.
That's
I'm just telling you, as a fan, going to games are
fans
a big deal for a lot of
they
fans.
They think they're too entitled.
But, Steve, this is...
You got to try to be with your franchise. It's a partnership, man.
Things no, it's
go
not.
Up. It is
no.
a partnership.
Brian tweets at the fan, it's easy, the owner. It's easy. The owners don't care about you.
See
you
that?
Can read all these sob stories, but no one
see
from
that?
The Bucks cares. I'll just continue.
No.
But he's saying he's doing
Steve,
what you said. I'll
Steve.
Just continue watching on TV.
Well, good.
I ain't never had him from the beginning.
Steve, real quick, I know we get into a lot.
I don't know if they did.
We know we get into a lot of complaining. What's the question though? Is it worth it?
Is it worth it?
Because that's what I really want to know.
Right.
Because that's what you're paying for. Is it worth for you to go see Giannis and Middleton win a championship? Because that's what it comes down to.
For a price.
That's what you're paying for. Is it worth it for you to go down and experience all what they have
small
downtown? Is that worth it? And if it's not worth it, then you don't pay for it. Right now, you're watching championship basketball. Right now, you're watching
not
the
yet.
Best player in the world. You're watching championship basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, whether they win it or not, but that's what you're watching.
Yeah, best team.
You're watching championship basketball. You're watching the best player in the NBA. Is it worth it? That's what I want to know. Will you pay for it? Because sometimes they raise prices, and it's not worth it. I'm not going. You don't have nothing. Yeah, yeah. There's nothing. I got a 500 team. Do I really want to go see this? And that's not a losing team, because then that wouldn't be worth it for me. But now I'm raising price. You've got the best player in the NBA. Is that worth it? I hear you guys talking about ticket prices, but now you have to pay for a product that is actually really good. Now you are seeing a player that you've never seen before. You are seeing a player that is the best in the world. I remember when we used to talk about Michael Jordan like that. We wishing we had that guy. Now they got that guy. Now they're asking you to pay. Is it worth it?
Doug and Racine, you heard the question. Is it worth it to you?
No, I think I would sell my tickets and then just pay for a lower bowl seat to see a team or two, you know, instead of paying all the price. But
there you go.
My scenario, which I hope isn't the case, is I think they know they're not going to re-sign Giannis, and they're just gouging the consumer for as much money as they can get before they sell the team.
Or could the other? I'll throw the other angle on that and say maybe they're raising ticket prices, knowing they're going to have to sign Giannis to $50 million a year and go into the luxury tax, and they're trying to get ready for that.
I'm okay with that.
I'm all for that. I hope that's the scenario.
Yeah,
but I don't. I think it's the other way that they don't think they can sign Giannis and he's going to move on. But I hope it's they're raising prices to sign him. That would be great for me.
Well, they
I'd
are.
I'd rather pay by individual games and go in the lower bowl and sit up in the top.
They are screwed 1,000,000% if he leaves.
Yeah, they are.
No question.
Yeah, right, because that's what you're paying for.
So the best team
and then
the
answer to is it worth it will be no by everybody.
Exactly.
That's why
you got to hit them now.
Right.
That's why you hit them now.
The other thing I'd like to know from a lot of these people.
Because if those guys give their tickets back, Steve, they're going to be folks saying, I want that. I want to go see that because I've never seen it.
For sure. No
the
question.
Badgers goes to the Rose Bowl for the first time in like 100 years, and you couldn't get a ticket.
Yep.
They had folks flying out there. They thought they had tickets, didn't even have tickets. I mean, and then the following year, I remember, them jokers raised the ticket prices at Camp Randall. Guess what? People paid for it. And then for the first time, they put in a seat license. Guess what?
People paid for it.
Guess who the fool? Me, because I'm the one that went and paid for it because I wanted to see it. And now they've had some years where they haven't really been good, but they've been winning 10 or 11 games. Yeah. People are still sticking in there.
You're not Indiana football.
What? Huh?
You're not Indiana football.
Oh, we
oh no. I mean,
because if it was Indiana football, you wouldn't have paid for it.
No.
You wouldn't have.
No.
They're horrible.
No.
I'm not paying all this money to watch this team.
No, but that's when they – and it's good business model. I don't know how you're not raising the price to go see Giannis.
All right, next up, Andre in the North Side. You're next on 105.7 FM, The Fan, Wendy's Big Show.
All right, man. I think I think, man, Bucks fans just can't handle success, man.
No.
Here's my thing. You say out of one side of your mouth that you want to keep Giannis.
Right.
And then on the other side, you say, I don't want to pay a ticket price increase.
Mm-hmm.
Man, come on, man. I know business owners who had season tickets last year who got priced out of it this year. You know, you can be in Detroit and go watch the Pistons, but for $20-$30, watch a crap team like we used to, like we lived through. And now you got a team that's actually a draw. You got a player who is really like a global superstar. And you don't want to pay ticket price increase, man? Go on with that stuff, man. I don't have to. It's a lot of families who can't even afford to go to one.
Right.
Let alone have season tickets or 10 packs or that kind of stuff. You know, look here, man. I would love to go to Fiserv. You know, I love that. It'd be cool. But guess what, man? I love the team. So I go watch it in my living room.
Thank you.
I go to my local watering hole and watch it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, so you can go down to the Deer District, and there's plenty of places to watch the game, man. And, you know, if you can't afford that ticket, you know, but let's not complain about this stuff, man. We've been waiting on this kind of team, and once you get it, now you don't want to come out of your pockets, man. I'm sorry.
Let's keep it. Thanks for
complaining
phone.
To me.
Thanks yeah, for the phone call. And let's keep it straight, 100. The Bucks have great plans. You don't have to pay it all. They got structures you can pay for it. You know,
but 15 grand still 15 grand. That's
what if you got if you can pay 10, you could pay 15. But my thing is, I can't afford to go. I don't have a Lamborghini just like Bacciari. Mm. I drive me a Ford, and I'm okay with it. I get there the same time he get there. So if it's something you want, you budget for it and you get it. That's just the way it is. I don't know. I'm dead serious. I don't know no other way than to keep that downtown growing. Now, you a Bucks fan outside, you have to drive into the state or come into, we appreciate having you, trust me. But if you're a Bucks fan, don't always look for a deal when you got the best, man. Let me ask you this. I ain't trying to change the question. So people are not advocating they shouldn't go up at all, right? They're just saying maybe 30% or 20% is too much.
Yeah, I mean, you had one guy call in and said his season tickets were 10 grand this year. Next year, they're 15 grand.
Oh, that ain't that big of an increase for rich.
We had another person. Well, I don't know if that guy was rich, but we had another.
He is rich if he got 10
grand. Okay. I'm with you on that. Right. He's richer than us. Then we had another guy call in and, or tweet in and say that his season tickets were about 1,000. Now they're like 2,100 next year. And those are upper deck seats. Those. The upper deck ones.
How many games is it for 2,100? How many games you think he
All of them. All 41 games.
That's a deal, cuz. He good.
He don't think he's good.
No, he's good. If he's still listening, which I know he is.
That's per ticket.
You're good.
So if you're taking,
based on what
it's if it's
two,
you and somebody else, if it's you and somebody else, you're spending $4,200, $4,300 for two tickets.
Yeah, you could. I mean, you got rich friends. I'm telling you, it's ways to do it.
I don't think everybody has rich friends.
No. Everybody got rich friends.
I don't think that's a thing.
No, not at all.
There's three things you don't ask about. No. Religion, money,
not at all.
And the other word, I won't get thrown off.
Please don't.
You got rich
Your
folks.
Your boss is standing literally
rich
right there.
Rich people ain't money, Steve. Rich is when you got good credit. That's rich.
All right, let's
That's
sneak.
Way better than that. I know you got some friends with some 800 credits. Go.
Not you. Austin,
no,
on the north side, you're next on the fan. What's up, Austin?
I may return, Mitch. I may use it.
What's up, Austin?
Leroy, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. What's up, my brother?
So you're telling me, I'm all for raising ticket prices.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I have season tickets. I'm fine with that.
Okay. Give me a scenario.
You don't expect people to be upset for having season tickets for 15, 20 years.
No.
To get that yank from them.
No. You know why? You can't think 15 years ago. This 2020, 2021. You knew it was going to be some kind of increase. You didn't budget for that?
Well, but you're telling me it's the same atmosphere, the same fan experience watching the game on the TV versus being at the game?
No, it's not the same.
Yeah, you got to pay for it. Right. Yeah. You have to pay for it if you want to be there. Say, I'm okay with me and little Leroy, me and Jackson, me and Brock with us some nachos, sitting back and drinking some sodas and jumping into my living room. I ain't got to be high-fiving with all the, you know, the Batiars and seeing them throwing beers back. I don't have to be there. But if you want to be there, we got to get out of this mindset of thinking, oh, wait, this ain't the Mecca. This is the fire serve. So we have to pay for it. And if we can't, we'll find some good friends to hang around. Man, y'all want to go to a game? Okay, we're going to buy a package together. We can do a lottery. You get this game, I get this game. Next thing you know, everybody's great. We keep our team. We get Giannis the $400 million. And next thing you know, we're making money and the team wins.
Here's the thing. At the end of the day, for me, it's worth it. Because at the end of the day, when you have a player like Giannis that we haven't seen here in Milwaukee since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, it's worth it. He's a transcending player. He's an ascending player. He's something that we've been wishing and hoping for a long, long time.
Nobody thought this was possible.
No one thought this was possible.
No.
We watched a guy that's only like an hour away in Michael Jordan come here all the time. They bring fans here. Steve gone now. We don't even talk about Bulls fans coming here and taking over anymore.
No.
When you talk about that.
No. Nope.
Because our people are buying tickets because the product is good.
The Bulls suck.
You remember you used to talk about that? Yeah, but right, that too. But you remember we used to talk about
that? Mark my words, if the Bulls were good, they'd be here.
I don't think our fans are not anymore.
They're going to spend more money than the Milwaukee fans offer tickets.
I think the Bucks fans have figured it out.
Yes, they have.
That they have that guy.
Yes, they have.
And they want to go see that guy. Now, the Brewers is a whole different subject, but I would say this, is that people will pay because of the product that they have. Now, if they didn't have this product, I'd be truly upset. No doubt about it.
Right, sure. He's Gary
but
Ellison.
But paying for some.
Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. We'll bring this back. Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane coming up at 5 o'clock. But Valentine's Day is tomorrow, Gary Ellison. And there's one place, if you're looking to get a last-minute gift, that you can go.
Well, shoptjc.com. You guys can go over and check
it
out.
Easier.
Right? Go see him today. It's my good friends at the Jury Center. Dean Murray is the owner. 76 in Layton Plaza in Brookfield off of Blue Mountain Road and Tri-City National Bank building a new location for you folks over in Burlington, Wisconsin. Everybody love to get on their knee tomorrow. A lot of guys are doing it, but I'm going to tell you how to save some money so it don't cost you a whole lot. Go see Dean Murray at the Jury Center. If you want that diamond ring and you want it for the best possible price you can get, go see Dean Murray. He's going to help you out. He's going to help you. And Leroy, he can show him how to get on his knee, right?
I mean, no question.
Dean, and then
it's
he can
a
give
process.
You, and then Dean can give you the advice on this ring, maybe not that one, maybe this one. That one's too big. I can budget it out. Like,
oh, what's she like?
What's she like? Well, let's figure out what you like first before we know what she like. Because what she like may cost you a little bit more. Is that such a thing?
Well, and today is my wife's birthday.
Genesis. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to her. One thing.
What's
I
your wife's name?
Genesis.
Okay.
Just like the Bible, because you can't start the Bible without Genesis. You just can't. I mean, you can do whatever you want. You can start in the middle. You just can't. Here's what guys should do. Take $200 a month. Okay?
This is the budget?
Yeah, this is the budget.
Okay.
$200 a month. I know y'all spend money on a lot of things. $200 a month. Okay? You got 12 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got $2,400. Give your wife, on her birthday or
Valentine's.
Give her $1,200 cash.
Uh-huh.
You saved it a whole year.
Right.
The other $1,200, take it to Dean and get her something. You get the best of both worlds.
Yes, you
she
will.
Get cash and a gift.
Guys, go see him today. That's Dean
That's
Murray.
That's just a recommendation.
Yeah. That's Dean Murray at the Jury Center.
Pete Rose, Barry Bonds, and Jose Altuve. We'll talk about it next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.